Welcome to the FutureTech Podcast, and I'm your host, Chris Fernando. In this podcast show, we cover all the latest and the greatest in the world of tech, including artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, machine learning, big data, and lots more. In today's episode, we're going to talk to Faraiz Asadi, the Senior Manager of Solution Consulting for Middle East and Africa region at ServiceNow.
Thank you for speaking to us. We want to start with a brief about the challenges organizations are facing in terms of multi-point solutions like CRM, HRMS.
Thank you, Chris, for hosting us today. It's an absolute pleasure to be talking to you today. When we look at what's happening in the world today and what the status of organizations and what's been happening, you'll find that a lot of organizations have already invested in best-of-breed products, whether it's in ERP, in HCM, in marketing platforms, and so on. But what this eventually led to is it led to a digital sprawl across the organization where you have a lot of these tools that do not communicate to each other, do not speak to each other. It creates some sort of disjointed processes. When you look at how we do work in an organization, work doesn't happen in silos. It actually does happen across the whole organization. The other thing that this also brings into an organization, it brings challenges to operational efficiencies. So when you start looking at or considering how organizations have complete visibility on end-to-end processes. So if you think of your source-to-pay processes or hire-to-retire processes, and if they're all happening in different and disparate solutions, eventually this also leads to disjointed experiences for all of your stakeholders, whether they're employees, whether they're customers, partners, vendors that you deal with. On top of all of that, and with the current situation and everything that's happening all around us, risk also is a very, very important topic. If you're looking at administrative risk, technology risk, third-party risk, or even regularity risk, if you're a regulated industry, and it becomes very, very difficult for you to actually manage and monitor and understand your risk posture across all of these different silos within the organization, let alone, obviously, ESG as a very important topic that we're addressing today. And you see all of these disjointed also sources of data that you're looking at.
So according to you, why should organizations be looking at switching to a platform architecture?
Absolutely. So that's a very good question, because if you look at it today and what we do in ServiceNow, we're not here to replace any of these solutions that you have already in place. They're all good at what they do. But what we're here to do is to actually overlay all of these capabilities and solutions to help organizations build seamless workflows that go across the whole organization. So if you think of a hire to retire, for example, as a business process that happens across all of multiple systems, what we do is then we have an overarching layer that helps you automate this process and manage that across the whole organization. What this eventually leads to is great experiences for your employees or for your stakeholders. It also leads to seamless processes. It leads to visibility from a management perspective for you understanding the overall picture, what's happening with your processes end to end. But also once you start looking at doing this and replicating this across all the different business processes that you have, if you have all of that in a single platform, then the ability to manage risk and have a better understanding of your risk posture becomes much more easier, because then you'll be able to continuously monitor all of your controls across all the different processes and flag anything that could lead to a potential risk.
So in terms of platform solutions, can you highlight maybe 3 to 4 best practices for implementing these?
Absolutely. And I'll go to the basics that we've been always discussing when we talk about digital transformation. People, process, and technology, and in that particular order, to be honest, because if you look at any digital transformation initiative that you take within an organization, it has to start with people. Whether you get the executive sponsorship, get the buy-in from the different stakeholders, but all the way down to enabling the people that are going to lead this digital transformation initiative. So whether they're people that are going to manage the platform, people that are going to run with integrations and all that. So it's very important from a people perspective is that for you to establish the strategy, control boards, technology controls, and everything that you're doing. This is from a people perspective. Then from a process perspective, it's also a very good opportunity for you as an organization to start looking deep into what's happening within your current processes. Do you want to do a shift and lift to a new platform, or do you actually start to look at innovating, start breaking some of the silos that you have with your current processes and say, how can we actually automate these processes across all the whole organization? Start thinking of hyper-automation use cases now that because you have a platform that connects all the dots across the whole enterprise, hyper-automation is actually a reality. It's no longer a dream or something that you aspire to. You can actually go and implement this. Then obviously you start looking at the technology aspect of things. Okay. Is what are all the systems of records that you have as an organization, and how do you connect all of these systems of records? What your future state architecture is going to look like, and how do you then take that up again? So top to bottom approach and bottom up approach as well on how you manage your initiatives.
Thank you for speaking to us. Nice having you with us today.
It's absolutely a pleasure, Chris.